Well, Thanksgiving has, for the time being at least, brought calm to Ferguson. It was in this very area, very close to Ferguson Police Station, that there's been so much confrontation in recent days. We were right here when tear gas was fired, when we heard gunshots, and where there was this face-off between protesters and the police. We met one protester right here during the height of the tensions called Ron, and he's invited us to his home to share Thanksgiving with his family and hear how they feel about what's going on.
Well, this is honey baked ham. Right here we have the macaroni and cheese. I tried it something new, some new noodles this time, so I hope they like it. You know, I tried it a different way.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
So what's going on here today?
Well, today we're just congregating with a little bit of our family that's here right now. Being with the family is the most important thing about holidays anyway. So right here I have my beautiful mom, Patrell.
Hi.
Hi, good to meet you.
You too.
So I saw you the other night. It was a bit tense again. What happened later that day?
Later that day, after the decision was reached by the grand jury, a lot of people became furious due to the decision of the unjust system. And things began to get out of control. That led down to a path of destruction all over the city.
Why did you feel you needed to go out on the street?
For me personally, I'm a part of the youth, and as a man, I feel like I have morals and principles, and I feel like it was necessary for me to be out there.
Mom, on Monday night, you saw what was going on the TV, right?
Yeah.
How did you feel about your son being out there?
Worried, scared, and I kept calling him and texting him to make sure he was okay.
Do you support the way young people here are taking to the street?
No. I don't. I mean, I support them protesting. I don't support them burning up businesses. That's people's jobs. You know, their livelihood. They're taking that away from them.
You ever get so mad to the point where you just want to break something? That's how it goes. You know what I mean? And people just started to destroy important businesses and what they knew would cause the Ferguson municipality to lose a lot of money. There's no greater way to send a message. Like, we want reparations. We want things to be done immediately, or these things will continue to happen.
Well, let's speak to your little brother here, Omarion. How old are you?
11.
What have you thought about everything that's been going on in Ferguson?
I don't think that's right. Them blowing up that cop car, them going through the store stealing stuff.
And can you introduce us to who we've got here?
This is my granddad, Ronald Williams.
You're 60 years old now. So how do you feel about what's going on now?
I'm not proud of the destruction. I'm not proud of the violence. But I am proud of the fact that they are stepping up and trying to get their voices heard. In my day, it wasn't happening that way. People was too afraid to speak up. That's why a lot of stuff got pushed under the rug. And now these younger generations not letting that happen.